There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's getting used.
Are these the new chairs?
Yes.
The
new podcast
chairs. They're padded.
Chairs.
Do you know what happened? Shall we tell them
on,
what
tell
happened?
The story.
Shall we tell
Before
them?
Before we start with this special episode, go on.
Okay. So, we were after some new bar stools
podcast
for downstairs.
Chairs.
Because downstairs, we've got, in our living room, like, picture this, we've got toys everywhere, obviously, because we've got little Theo. We've got, like, a corner where his playpen is, but he doesn't stay in the playpen. So we're like, let's just, like, get rid of that and make a bar area.
A table area, not a bar area. Although.
So we needed some new bar stools, right? And when we ordered them from a very well-known company, it begins with N and ends in T, right? And
NatWest.
Yeah. And guess what happened? Our bottoms wouldn't fit in them.
Yeah. So we had to send
That's
them back.
That's really bad.
No, but then we ordered
it?
Some more and they didn't fit in them. And then this is the third attempt.
Does this happen to people? Is this a real thing?
People, gaming chairs are a big thing, but, you know, gaming bar stools, it could happen.
How big is your gaming chair?
How big is your bum?
Anyway, these are very padded. I like them. Welcome to the Naked Gaming Podcast.
We're focusing on just one story this month, so a bit of a special episode on the Naked Gaming Pod.
Ooh, what we're going to talk about?
So it's called the Fallout London Fiasco.
Okay. I love this.
So these are some things that you just need to know.
Sure.
Amazon Prime.
Right.
Have released a TV show based on the Fallout game series. It's really good.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. Okay. It's a big hit. Lots of people watching it. Okay.
Sure. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I've seen bits of it. It is really, really good. So that's a big hit. Now, separately, Fallout 4, which is the main Fallout game that people go back and play. There's Fallout 76, which is rubbish. But Fallout 4 is kind of the inspiration for this TV series.
Okay.
The way Fallout 4 works is if you are a community member, you can develop a mod for the game, some modifications, so you can create your own missions, and you can design your own characters, and your own guns, and you can do all this cool stuff. And Bethesda, who make the game, they love it when you do that. They want you to make stuff for the game.
Okay. Can you just remind us, for some people who haven't, might not have played Fallout, the Fallout series, can you just explain what it's like?
So it's a post-apocalyptic first-person shooter. So imagine Call of Duty, but like, the world has exploded with nuclear bombs.
Ooh.
So there's radiation, so you can't drink the water. There's people who have not managed to get underground, who have managed to, mutants who have kind of been left above ground. There are people who have survived in the post-apocalyptic wasteland. There's lots of different spin-offs like Fallout New Vegas, set in New Vegas, Fallout 4, set in America, all this stuff. So this game has been out nearly 10 years now. And people have been making stuff for it for ages.
It's massive.
It's
right up your street.
It's my kind of game. It's a story-driven, there's lots of conversation options. You can have little companions with you. You get, you know, laser guns and funny, crazy guns. Like, you get a lawnmower and then you can attack some of these undead things with blades. It's very cool. It's post-apocalypse.
I've got to admit, I'm not really into those sort of things. But the characters are so good in this series, and it looks beautiful, and I totally get it.
So that's the scene, that's where we're at. Fallout 4's been out for ages now. A team of volunteers, some of these creators, have got together and they've gone, right, we're going to make a full-size downloadable content expansion called Fallout London. Everything else has been set in America, but wouldn't it be cool to see when the nuclear bombs fall in America, what happens in London?
What happens in Oxford Street?
Right.
Topshop didn't survive.
What about the tube?
Will Zara.
Did people go underground on the tubes? Well,
ooh, that's good.
Exactly. So there's all this stuff.
I do that.
And that was supposed to come out on April the 23rd.
Hang on a minute. It's April the 25th. So what
As
happened?
As we record this.
So what's happened?
Well, the company that makes the game, Bethesda, right? they, because the Fallout TV series has been such a huge success, they've gone, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to update Fallout 4. We're going to go back and we're going to improve the graphics.
Why not? Cha-ching!
We're going to make the guns better. We're going to make everything. It's all going to just be a little bit better. But by doing that and releasing that update on the 25th of April...
Yes. Hang on a minute.
That's 2 days after Fallout London. And everything they've made in Fallout London for the last 4 years is not going to work. Because the new update makes it incompatible.
What?
I'm assuming it's thousands of people because you've got voice actors, designers, people who created systems, everything. Everything they've made for 4 years is not going to work from the 25th.
Surely they
of April.
Can't. They can't go ahead with this.
Well, they've had to delay their release date.
Right.
So it wasn't released on the 23rd of April.
But hang on, let's just backtrack a minute. Why would an update break it?
So what they've got loads of different people in to create their own special systems within the old Fallout 4.
Yeah.
To create a special icons and special guns and special dialogue and special everything.
Yeah.
And the new update will override all of that, and none of that is compatible with the new update. So none of it is going to work.
So all that work for nothing.
Now, what? So the Fallout London people, just volunteers, basically, are a bit annoyed because they didn't know that this new update was going to come out until the 11th of April. So basically about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you were
going to release this update with a TV series, why didn't you just say?
Communication, guys.
So, and this is where we're falling down here. So, anyway, let's hear
Falling out.
Hello. Mic drop. Nuclear bomb drop. So let's hear from the project lead of Fallout London. They call themselves Team Folon. That's going to come up in this conversation. This is Dean Carter, also known as Prilladog. Gamer tag. Hello.
Love it.
This is a little bit of a longer interview, but I think it's worth hearing because if you've been very excited by this unofficial expansion, like I have, this is what they have to say.
For those unaware, Bethesda is scheduled to release an update to Fallout 4 just 2 days after our intended release date. Fallout London was due to come out in just under a fortnight now, on the 23rd of April 2024, which is St. George's Day. Now, this is a special day for us London fans, not only because it's got the cultural aspect to us British folks, but also because it coincided with the starting day of the mod. When you jump out that test tube, it's the 23rd of April in-game. And everything has been set to go since our last update. We've just been tweaking and testing non-stop in order to get things as stable as we can for you all in time for that release. But with the new update dropping just 48 hours later, the past 4 years of our work stand to just simply break. So as you can imagine, this will impact us and will cause complications for our release. Before any of you grab the pitchforks to go after Bethesda, or tell us how we're idiots that you know how to stop the update, remember, that's you know how to do it, not the collective. And this is a collective project. We want everyone to have the past 4 years of our work come out and be the best mod possible for all of our followers, both modders and non-modders alike. Non-modders want to click and play. They don't want to start rolling back updates, and we want to incorporate this special mod that we've created for everyone. And also, it's simply not just a case of blocking the updates and hoping for the best, because if you don't do it properly, it'll also break. And we can't just ask you to drag things back in time. That's just not on the cards. We want this as close as a real game release as we can, and offer all of you the best experience that you can get for everyone. But it's just looking like this update will mean that that will take some time. So let's move on and talk about the next gen release itself. Now, the fact that Bethesda is keeping what is an old game updated is honestly a great thing. Honestly, it's very exciting. Many of the team is so excited to see this. On the technical front, being able to play Fallout London with the new potential engine improvements and the performance upgrades is fantastic. It's going to mean that we can push the engine even harder than we've already pushed it. So we're going to get these great quality of life improvements all in the mod, and that'd be fantastic. There are people on our team and in the community that play on widescreen that our UI wasn't really working with, but now we can get that widescreen compatibility. This is all going to be a boon. but it comes at the cost of requiring many of our internal systems to be updated. Which means we can say this with certainty, that systems based on F4SE, which for those unaware is the framework behind basically all of the dialogue system in Fallout London and many of the other mods out there, that will break. That thing that you like will just break. Now, our updated UI with many of the cool new features within the quests and the perk systems, that will also break. All of the amazing 2D art that you guys loved on the new perks and all the systems with the little family of the Protect and Survive, that will break. These will all require fixing as soon as that update drops. This goes without saying, that's not a question. Now, the majority of our world space is as dense and detailed as downtown Boston. And we all remember how that rang when that came out, so less said on that, the better. But we've spent more time than we can care to admit on fixing that so it didn't run like that, to make it as stable and optimized as possible. And we've had to put other systems in place to make sure that that happens. That's also going to break. And whilst we've largely achieved this goal in our system as it is, we know that those breaks are coming and that will make it run like Blancmange. And we don't want you to be running around like that. So what's the worst part about these fixing needing to be done? Well, they're out of our control. The teams behind those systems, they're not a part of Team Folon or Fallout London. They're their own entity. And whilst we've reached out to them, they need to find that time to fix it. We're all volunteers, although everyone in the community is. So they have to fix it in their own spare time, their own free time, they have to fix this. We can't rush them. And they could fix it first day, next week, in a month, we just don't know. So whilst we're in contact, it's down to them. And it hurts me that we've done all this work and we are just waiting on these updates that have broke. It really, really actually pains me and the team, because we have to twiddle our thumbs and just see when we can get this out to you guys. Let's talk about the Fallout London release. It's a bit more uplifting. We're unable to bring the mod to console platforms. Many of you know that, and if you don't, surprise, we can't do it. We'd hoped in vain that the new update would have allowed that, but it's just simply too big. The mod is far too big. It's currently standing around 30 to 40 gigabytes. It's just not going to fit on the Xbox systems. I'm sorry, that's the truth of it. But we've also had the issue, I mean, don't get me wrong, they are brilliant and so supportive, but the guys over at Nexus Mods, we have tried to work with them to get out, but unfortunately the mod's just too big. They can't host it on their website. Simply put, Fallout London is just too large to go on the systems as well. So we were at the stage, we had this mod, we can't give it to you guys. But there was light at the end of the tunnel, and that came from GOG. We've had some conversations with the technical boffins over at GOG, and we now have a viable way to make the mod available for anyone who owns the game on GOG and Steam, and perhaps even Epic Games, once this new update from Bethesda comes out. GOG has honestly been our saving grace, and we cannot recommend them more highly. They've been utter angels. But as it stands, we've had no insider help to make the mod standalone. Bethesda has never reached out to us during our entire tenure. And despite their social media posts being about us, and despite the fact that they have put us on their load screen, that was only done through communication with the community manager. We've never had an in-depth conversation with them, ever. So even though we've done our best to try and make Fallout London standalone, the truth is that this is something that could only be achieved if Bethesda gets on board and allows us to do it. A bit like they did with Enderal back in the day. Only then would it allow Fallout London to be a click and play. But until we have that conversation, it's just not going to happen. In saying that, we do have plans to make the distribution and installation as easy and seamless as possible, via an installer or manual download for your preferred mod manager. So you're going to get it. Rest assured that we will give you a much more exciting update once we've dotted the I's and crossed the T's and done everything on our side. Once we've fixed everything as well, we'll give you a little update on that. But now, for those of you whose eyes have just glazed over, let me just break it down for you and get down to the brass tacks. Due to Bethesda's release of Fallout 4's next-gen update being scheduled only 2 days after our public release, and due to the unavoidable fact that it's going to break our core systems, we will not be releasing on the 23rd of April as we had intended. Now this pains us, honestly, it really, really hurts us. We've had the release candidate up and ready to go, but we've just had to put it down in preparation for the fixes that we know it's going to need. That's just non-optional. We have to take it down because it will break. As soon as those fixes are done, we can get it back up again. But those fixes are outside of our control. And whilst we will fix everything on our side as fast as humanly possible, the rest of those updates will come when they come. So we won't give you a fancy release date announcement this time, because it might be on the 25th of April. We might get lucky with a day one fix. It's unlikely, but it could happen. Or it might be a month from now. But please know that in good faith, it's sitting there ready to go, just awaiting those fixes. And as soon as we've fixed it, it'll drop. But yeah, Bethesda. Bethesda never changes. But stay tuned, and I'll say the line. Stay safe, and remember, mind the gap.
So,
interesting.
The release has been delayed.
Yes.
It could take them months to update everything from what they've made for the last 4 years to be compatible with the new update.
That's so frustrating there. Does this happen a lot? Is this quite a rare thing to happen in like the gaming industry?
What's unusual about this is mostly the community doesn't get together and spend 4 years making a big project for a game. And if they do, the company, the official game, usually kind of bring them on board in some way.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like they're working separately.
Yeah, but there's been no communication between the two.
Well...
But this is the problem, and this has happened recently with there's a game called Garry's Mod, which is like a Half-Life expansion. But the point is that lots of people have created lots of characters to play in this game, and they've used like Nintendo characters, so Mario, Princess Peach, all that. And the problem is Nintendo have said, we don't want you to use our characters in that game. So they've blocked people, they've denied them legally from putting those characters in
that
game.
So why don't... I mean, we work in journalism, and if we wanted to approach somebody, we would probably ask them. Or if we wanted to use somebody's footage, we'd ask them.
So, this is
why
what's going
don't
on.
Why don't they get together before they put all the hard work in and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this, can we do this?
But, so this is two sides of the argument. So the people who made it are saying, well, you are encouraging people to make these, you want people to make free updates for your game. The content creators, you're asking us, make these mods, you're allowing it to happen. And so we've got together and gone, this would be really cool, let's do a London one. And then you've gone, oh, sorry, we've got an update, not
so
our problem.
So there needs to be what it seems, it seems like there needs to be some sort of regulations kind of imposed,
yeah.
maybe this is a learning curve and a lesson to be learned from.
I just think it's the company, Bethesda, not bringing this team on board, you risk losing the community and the goodwill and all that.
Yeah, but did they approach them? Like, as in...
They've tried to talk to them all the time.
Oh, okay.
And
they've not really been
interested. So now, the problem is now, you've got a group of volunteers and 2.5 million people excited for this game, because that's how many views the announcement trailer got. And you've got a company that's basically gone, sorry, our update and the TV figures and all that is a little bit more of our priority. So... And like Nintendo, when they come in and they say, you're not allowed to use Mario, you're not allowed to use Sonic in all these games, people go, well, that's a bit mean-spirited. Now, they're allowed to do it, but should they do it? Is it costing them the goodwill of the community? I just want to pause at this point and say that we did approach Bethesda and put these points to them, but they didn't respond by the time that this podcast went to air.
Well, look, if you've got a view on this, get in touch. You know how to do it. Chris?
At Naked Gaming Pod on X.
We want to hear your views. What do you think? What do you think
who's
should
right
happen?
Who's right and who's wrong?
Who's right and who's wrong? I know, but I want to know.
You don't know.
I have a view. But I want to hear your views. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions. Get in touch.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Anyway, that's our episode for this month. We thought we'd just lay it out for you like that. A little bit different, but a big topic at the moment of conversation.
What have we got coming up in the next episode, Chris? Oh. Tease me, baby.
I've been playing No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah?
I've got the PlayStation Portal.
Way!
It's getting sent back to the shop.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And Dragon's Dogma 2 in our next episode.
Cool. Okay, well, we can't wait. And I think we've got to go pick our kid up from nursery.
Someone's got to.
Bagsy, not it.
Oh.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.